It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. Flame is a malicious computer program that was recently found to be spying on computers in Iran. When we first told you about it last month, we pointed out that it was so sophisticated, experts doubted that it could be the work of an individual hacker. It had the markings of a government operation. But which government? Ellen Nakashima has been following the trail of Flame for the Washington Post, and in a recent article says signs point to Washington.
Flame was a piece of malware developed jointly by the United States and Israel to map out the computer networks of Iran in preparation for a broader series of potential attacks that could possibly also include sabotage.
That sabotage was likely meant to come from the Stuxnet worm, identified a couple years ago, which wreaked havoc with Iran's nuclear program. Flame has reportedly been on undercover assignment since 2007. So what had American and Israeli intelligence actually assigned Flame to do? Kim Zetter has been covering Flame for Wired.
There are parts of it that will turn on the microphone inside of a computer to spy on conversations. One part will take screenshots of communications that are occurring on the machine. And there's one part that will turn on the Bluetooth on a computer in order to use it as a beacon to contact other Bluetooth devices in the vicinity, such as cell phones, and siphon the contact information from the phone.
Zetter says at the time Flame was discovered, its creators in the U.S. and Israel weren't doing all that much to keep it hidden.
They took a lot of risks. They were quite bold in the way that they were unleashing this. And, you know, it may be that in some cases they actually didn't care that they got caught.
Having identified Flame, Iran is now better prepared for future threats, says Nakashima.
Now, once they know about it, they're able to start taking countermeasures against malware, and that could shut down a potential source of intelligence.
Is Flame, as far as you know, dead now?
Well, there are patches out there for Flame that various antivirus companies have put out. Iran claims it has patched Flame or that it can do no more damage work, but the people who create malware can always make modifications. They have the advantage.
Ellen Nakashima of The Washington Post, who reported on the Flame malware being traced to U.S. and Israeli intelligence. We don't all have the athletic ability to compete in the London Olympics this summer, but if you're able to get online, you can compete in Wiki Wars. Here's how it works. Two players are given a random Wikipedia entry to start on, say GIFs or graphics interchange format. Then, using only Wikipedia links, they have to navigate to another article on Wikipedia, say broccolini. A YouTube clip from the comedy group The Gregory Brothers has added play-by-play.
We were seeing here Michael's already made huge bounds. He's in agriculture. Vegetables already. My goodness, what a sound strategy of microclicks.
Yes, by just barely improving. Oh! Evan's still in worldwide.
Oh my.
And Michael's hit to broccoli already. Can he make the leap from broccoli to broccoli?
Look at this.
Andrew Gregory of the Gregory Brothers, what is the appeal to you of Wiki Wars?
It's somewhere between televised golf and televised chess, except twice as exciting as either.
Are you smarter as a result of playing this game?
I would say the answer is yes. Last week, I learned a lot about the Punic Wars.
We have video of exciting WikiWar action at MarketplaceTech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by PhoneTag.com, a service which converts voicemails into emails or text messages, designed to make individuals or businesses more productive. More at PhoneTag.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.